36 X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
Damn! This is volume 23 of my voice journal. It's Monday, March 13th, 2000, just shy of 3 p.m. I'm walking along Arsenal Road in Watertown, Mass., near Harvard Business School Publishing, my place of work. And it's taken me all this time, since last Friday, to get out the replacement batteries and next cassette to begin the next volume of this journal. I don't know, the weekend was kind of lost. I was tired and I don't know. I lost my way to some degree, and I don't want to do that. I suppose at any time, I'm not writing like a devil and working on publishing should I feel this way. I don't seem to have an identity separate from my work. If I ever did, I don't have one anymore, per se. Cold and sunny today. Looking for the moment when I'm going to cross the street. I'm headed toward Arsenal Pizza. All right, the moment just presented itself. I'm going to eat a tuna grinder. I'm going to read my Frank Herbert book. I'm going to write. I'm going to be gone a full hour, maybe a little extra. The day's pretty much over. I did the quality checking stuff. There were no problems. All I have to do now is submit the report, which takes less than 5 minutes to do. And then a little bit longer than that is the filing of the masters. But that's no real problem. And so much work has to be done this week that I don't really have time to dwell on what I didn't accomplish last weekend. So, and I did get shit done, so I just didn't get a crazy level done, and that annoyed me. Okay, well, that's it. That's it for now. More soon. Mixed of Dune. There's nearly 100 pages of appendices, but they look kind of cool. And I wrote some, and I keep coming back to the thought, keep doing the work, keep at the work is what matters. And I don't think it just matters to keep busy, have a purpose. I think it's like, keep at the work because it's part of being hopeful. That's how it is. Anyway, nothing else right now. Wondering if I'll talk to Rebecca before the day is over. Not knowing if I will. Hoping I will. It's also tenuous in a certain way. to believe that I have to believe her genuine, her affection for me is genuine, and she cares about me a lot. She doesn't want me to go anywhere too far. It's a crush, that's all it is. It's a deep crush. So I don't know what next with her. I don't know what next with her. I guess I have to believe my own pretty words that she and I are connected, that we're twined. That there is between us something that had already commenced before we met, was there. It was like a pyre waiting for the light. The light came about a month ago. Began writing her on February 14th, Valentine's Day. So it's been a month that she's been in my life. My correspondence with Samantha was nowhere near a month. Gosh, I miss her. Who? I miss Rebecca. Over to her. Her feelings shift over to me from the guy that she longs for. Well, then that'll be something impressive. I know this is daydreaming and wishing and longing and how many times before, but there's gonna come a time, there's gonna come a girl. Worry on all this stuff. There's gonna come a girl who I can love continuously. Stop looking. I hope it's Rebecca. It's about 10 p.m. Still March 13th, 2000. I'm walking away from the Malden Tea Center. The Malden Center Tea Station, excuse me. It's a cold, clear night. Approaching the intersection of Center Street and Canal Street. Crossing. I'm glad to have this back. I'm glad to have this back. I missed it. I miss this project a lot, but I guess I had to be ready to do it. I had to have the money and invest the money, and I did, and I've already filled one tape, and I'm on to the next one. Rebecca did show up at Land's End. I don't know. I didn't know what to say to her, and she annoyed me. She annoys me by always seeming to be about to go as soon as she arrives. I didn't know what to say to her. I was tired of it all. Just fucking tired of it all. I don't know exactly what, but whatever it was, I was tired of it. I think I was tired of failing, spending so much effort at failing. And so I didn't say anything to her. First she said she was about to leave, and then she offered me hugs, and I didn't reply, and then when she left, she offered everybody hugs, and I said goodbye, and not in a very personal way, just a general goodbye. And then my friend Gwen told me that she'd stuck around to talk to me, meaning Rebecca had. But the reason why she stayed around was to talk to me. It seems to me presumptuous and egotistical and self-centered to presume that Rebecca and Gwen talk about me. And yet, I can't help but think they do. And I don't think it's egotistical. It's not ego that's driving this belief. It's the fact that, one thing, I only turned and talked to Gwen because I ignored Rebecca, and Gwen said, well, she stuck around to talk to you. And I said, me? Incredulous. And she said, of course, silly. And that just really gave me a clue. And Gwen's general encouragement of the whole thing. This morning, Gwen said that she and Rebecca were on the phone till 12:30 in the morning. And, I'm sure that what they were talking about included what Gwen said to me that they talked about, which was about their visit this weekend in Chicago, where Rebecca lives, and about tickets for the summer fish shows. But, you know, it's hard for me to say this. It's hard for me to believe it, much less say it, even to a private, even in the context of a private project like this, but damn it, they talk about me. They talk about me. I just know it. Gwen encourages me. I can't help but think that she's not encouraging me blindly. And there was that time that Rebecca slipped up and a whisper to Gwen got through to me, or was revealed to anybody who would be paying attention at that moment, and it was, I don't know what to do regarding Ray, and I look forward to meeting him in the summer, mystery of the whole thing is kind of exciting, whatever. So I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what to think. Tonight, I was at Curious Liquids Cafe. My young friend Sunrise was there. He's a dark-haired kid of about maybe 25. Sweet as hell, but he gets into all sorts of trouble. That's pretty obvious to me. I think he's tempted and curious, and I don't know, he's a sweetie in some ways, but he's rough around the edges in other ways. He's from Minnesota. He's Indian, or at least partly Indian. So I was talking with him about all sorts of things. He told me Apaches are crazy. Rebecca's father's blood is Apache. He said Apaches were originally farmers, but because of encounters with the Spanish, they went from being farmers to being warriors. And they were apparently crazy motherfuckers. He told me Apache women are very loyal, but not to be fucked with. I don't know. He was just encouraging. I gave him a couple of dollars. And he was so sweet. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if he has more money than he's letting on. I really don't think he is. Kid who's living in shelter or whatever the hell he's living is not rolling in fucking dough. And unlike most people, I have some kind of investment in this kid. I hope he comes to the Zine Fest on Sunday. And there was this group of ladies, and they were drawing pictures, which was really neat, and it turned out one of them was drawing a picture of me, which was just the fucking oddest thing. It was just the oddest thing, and it was a real strange, dark picture of me. I looked foreboding and evil. I don't know what the hell I looked like, but I don't know. And then there was this girl who sat down near me who gave off vibes, curiosity vibes in my direction, and she was very, very cute, reading a book, blonde hair tied back, beautiful blue eyes, beautiful face, beautiful everything. I couldn't. I wanted to. I was tempted. I couldn't. I have something with this unmet girl in Chicago. I have something with her. I don't know what it is. It frustrates me not knowing what it is, but I have something with her, and I can't betray it. I love her. It's hard for me to say that. I keep thinking she's going to turn into Samantha. And she keeps not turning into Samantha. She keeps remaining real and delightful. I'm so afraid I'm going to lose her. And check this out. She was born about the year of my sister. She's about the age now that Kelly was when I met her. She reminds me so much of Jenny. And her name's Rebecca. I mean, she's at the Matrix. Not the Matrix, but she's at the crossroads, or the dove hairs, or the dovetail, or something of where all these important things, she has all these important things in common, or I'm not sure how to put it, but if you graft it, where all these things cross, at least one place where they all cross, and I don't think they cross all that many other times, it's her. Say anything to her today, and I was an idiot. I had to yawn because I'm very tired. It's been an exhausting day. But I'm just, I want her to. I can't romance in a vacuum. I can't romance a girl in a vacuum. I just can't do it. I need to know that I'm making some progress, and I guess there have now been multiple hints that I am. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess I won't know. But Gwen encourages it a lot. And Gwen's cool, and she's smart, and she's savvy. And she knows where I'm at with the whole thing. And there's no way she would fuck me over. No fucking way in the world. I wonder how much she knows. I wonder how much Rebecca has talked to her about it. I don't know. I think they've talked. I'm guessing they've talked at least once, at least twice. Well, Gwen told me that Rebecca talked to her today about me, so that's once. And I don't think that was the first time. That means they've talked more than once. So, for whatever that adds up to, which is not much, but nonetheless, whatever it is, it means that they've talked about me. And Rebecca trusts Gwen so much that I can't help but think that... I can't help but think that they've talked, maybe not at length, but at least somewhat. I just don't know. I don't know. I should get encouragement from things. Shifting bags here. I mean, an older lady, she said she wishes she was using pens so she could, colored pens so she could do a better drawing of me with all the colors. I don't know, my hair, my shirt, I guess are the most colorful things on me. And then this cutie sits down near me, and I think that she had some curious vibes about her. And I wasn't really doing anything, frankly. I was just sitting there writing. It seems to me like when I'm not trying, or when I'm fucking up, or when I'm fucked up, I don't know. Is it because I'm needful? Is it because when one is at one's edge, it becomes needful and a woman's nurturing instincts are appealed to? I don't know. I really don't know. My writing total dipped over the weekend, especially yesterday. If I hadn't finished that letter to Rebecca, I would have written nothing. I haven't written any fiction in days. Because instead of writing about the fictional Rebecca, I'm writing about the real, writing to the real Rebecca. Which I find really funny in a certain way, but I don't know. Annoying in a certain other kind of way. My letter to Rebecca tonight, unbidden, though promised to Gwen, should they have seen each other. I made Gwen promise that she would tell Rebecca I was going to write something to her. Well, it was about Portland, and it wasn't very long. I can't write those long letters anymore. I can't write them until I get something more. I can't write them until something becomes evident. That for my sensibility is not evident yet. I'm in the cemetery, Power Cemetery now. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, the sky is clear. Stars are out. Trees are still bare. It's beautiful. The moon is half, I don't know if it's half waning or half waxing, but it's half. Spirits, I worked hard today to get shit done and to be good. I want to be good, I want to be better. I'm not good enough yet. But I want to be. I want to be. I think this girl, Rebecca, really likes me. But I don't know. I think she loves me and I don't know. I think she has a crush on me and I don't know. I know she likes me. That's obvious. That much is true. She likes me and she likes me in particular. I want to bring her to Burning Man. I want to dance with her at fish shows. I want to write her untold amounts of poetry. I want her to be mine. I want her to be mine. And I want to deal with the fact that she lives in Chicago and I live in Boston. I want to deal with it. Spirits. Is she the one? The age of my sister. The age of Kelly when I met her 10 years ago. The personality of Jenny. The very name of my fictional wife. Is she the one? I don't know.
Sanyo ex with commander Q.
I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I see you. Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Ole-ee, ole-ee, ole-ee.
Wednesday, March 15th, 2000. It's about 7 a.m. I'm walking along Canal Street, heading toward Walden Center. I'm on the, going in this direction on the right-hand sidewalk. When I get home, the night of the previous entry, Rebecca had written me a long, sweet letter, and I wrote her back, and I also sent her the letter I'd already written her. Yesterday, so much tumult. I go through such highs and lows, and I think it's because in my mind, at work, there are several distinct things going on. There's the job, which requires speed and attention, so brings me no sense of reward or accomplishment, really. Pays me fucking money. And there's the kind of sense of art in general that always goes on in my head. What did I just do? What do I do next? How do I get back to the pen? Always. And then there's Land's End. Consciousness commune. I think Leary would love it. Leary would fucking love it. And then there's Rebecca, who is a new stream. So, I guess she's now been a stream for a month. Month two begins. I began writing to her on February 14th, Valentine's Day, and I don't dismiss that symbolism of that. Here's fucking Malden for you. On the opposite side of the street, going the opposite way from me, that is. Car's tooling along, not too fast, but the guy behind the first car, is not satisfied, so despite the fact that the whole street is a no-passing street, the second van, it is, goes roaring by the first car. That's fucking Malden for you. Rude-ass fucking town. Down to its fucking bones. Last night there wasn't an email from Rebecca, and I didn't know whether to send something. But I had so writhed with my fears all day, and yet ended up with such a sweet conclusion with her making animal noises and her calling me her beautiful redhead, or her sweet redhead. It just, I could not write to her, but I didn't want to write anything serious. So I wrote a sort of a silliness. We talk to each other every fucking day. I go to work every fucking day. I write and I work on publishing shit every fucking day. This is such an intense time. Doing great. Of course I'm not doing great. Too many uncertainties, too many dangers. But doing okay. And today's Wednesday. Tomorrow, Gwen flies from Pennsylvania to Chicago, and she and Rebecca are going to visit for several days, and something's going to turn there involving me. I mean, it has to. Once Gwen's met Rebecca, she'll have so many more opinions than she does now. I know. So I shrink from knowing, but I know that they'll talk about me. How could they help it? Not a secret weapon, but it's a something. They've talked about me, and Gwen's not unencouraging. I don't know. In some ways, this is the most daring thing I've ever tried. I heard from Lila last night, my bandmate down to Florida. She's doing well. Bart, who goes to school, her school out there, Reed College, is doing well, and Bastion, the guy we met, and the rainbow thing, and that Lila fell in love with, he fell in love with her, he's doing well. She says he loves me, I love him, he's a great kid, very wise, very pure, even though he's had a rough life, he's doing well. Carla said, of course Rebecca is magic, and I am too. And she said, be careful in the sense of online relationships. It can become intimate pretty fast. She said, be aware of how fast it's going, how intimate it's getting. Be aware when I'm letting loose the controls. I left an L Street and was passing through the parking lot of the Boston Gas Company. Shortcut that I take a lot. I have so much shit to do. So much fucking shit to do. It's ridiculous. I've got to get Barbara Senecal material. And, I've got to get ready for the Zine Fest. So, Rebecca, I don't know what next with you. But I do know one thing. People become habit. She waits for me every night to say goodnight. She did that last night since I was so upset and pissed off about something unclear that I decided I had to finish my fucking work before seeing her if she was going to be there. She waited. She told me that. She's wonderful. I have reason to go on to work in the morning. It's art. She's art. She's part of art. Of course. But it's a reason outside of myself. It's her. I go to work in the morning. I talk to her. I go to work in the morning and make the money that's going to get me to her. There's reason. Clearly. There's reason. Later. Near 9 o'clock. I'm pushing my carriage. A carriage, not my carriage. Book bag. Little book bag. Two bags of film. Along the street that runs behind Malden Stuff and Shop Plaza. It's windy tonight. It's not very cold, but it's windy. Survived another day of work. Racked up another $100. Which I just spent. And then some. Taking up this film for my trip to Burning Man. But the money spent, it's gone. Happily. bring my film to that Walgreens in Malden ever again. It was served its function. I haven't looked at them yet. I feel weird tonight. I feel strange. I know where it stems from, at least on a conscious level. I talked to Samantha tonight in Land's End. She's working as a, what they call an exotic dancer in a club in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. She's been in Vancouver for several months now. And she's in love with Tibet and Buddhism. Weeks for being at home in New York. She can't go home. She can't call her father because she's on something that she believes is a spiritual path. What can I tell her? I have feelings drunker tonight, they seem to amount to a betrayal of Rebecca. But I don't think they are. I really don't. What passed between Samantha and I tonight was romance. Rebecca's my chosen mate, my chosen muse. She, capital S. She's your mother. Child, listening to this tape. You are listening, if you do exist. If I could look ahead like Paul Atreides, Mod Dib, in the Dune books, if I could look ahead and see me with wife and child, this woman I haven't met, this woman I won't meet for 7 more weeks, if I meet her then, she's your mother. Perhaps there are more than one of you. I don't know. I have a feeling, though, that if I father more than one child, they will inherit from me in different ways. Oh, this is interesting. Gully Gun Club. Side door is open. Interesting. Plaques on the wall. Light green color. The figure inside sitting near the door. continuing. There's a sign on the front door that says, "Welcome to the Mystic Valley Gun Club." The door is open, so it actually says, "Welcome to the MVGC." As usual, one parking lot is full. Wednesday nights. Wednesday night seems to be the biggest one. And then the other parking lot is completely empty and closed off. Child. Unnamed child. Her children. This girl is your father. I had not met her yet. Person. She's mine. Child, there was a certain point today where I just couldn't handle it anymore. And I don't know. And my friend Gwen at Lens End, my dear friend Gwen, said to me, "She loves you and she adores you." And that's all that can be said until tour time. Meaning this summer. Your father tours bands of hippies going to see a hippie band. Convinced what he's doing is right. Of weeds. I think of myself as being father to one or two children. Rebecca's an only child. Perhaps she'll long for more members to her family, especially since she lost her own father when she was still pretty young, 15. Perhaps she'll find security in family. Numbers. I think she will. She's tribal. She's tribal. Not merely her Apache blood on your grandfather's side. My father-in-law will never know. Why am I talking like this tonight? Why have I married a girl already that I've only known a month and I haven't seen in person yet? Why am I talking to you, children or child? Which blessed fruit of a union that hasn't physically happened yet. I don't know. Child or children, I've been romancing your mother for a month now. Like every day something occurs to encourage me to continue doing this. I'm walking down Canal Street. I've been walking down Canal Street for a while during this monologue. That must sound like it's coming from a snowstorm. But it's not. It's just warm. I'm saving. Writing that I haven't done tonight. Or much of today. The cemetery. That's where I'm going to return. I don't think there'll be any more of this. Good night, my child or children. I love you.
36X with Commander Q.
36X with Commander Q.
36X with Commander Q. Strange.
En spirit, l'envoyer,
Frankie and Johnny was sweethearts. Oh Lord, how they did love. Swore to be true to each other, true as the stars above. He was her man, he wouldn't do her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner just for a bucket of beer. She says, Mr. Bartender, has my loving Johnny been here? He's my man, he wouldn't do me wrong. I don't want to cause you no trouble, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I saw your lover an hour ago with a girl named Ellie Bly. He was your man, but he's doing you wrong. Frankie looked over the transom. She saw to her surprise, there on a cot sat Johnny, making love to Nellie Bly. He's my man, and he's doing me wrong. Olee-ee-ee-olee. Frankie drew back her kimono. She took out a little 44. Rooty-toot-toot-three times she shot right through that hardwood door. Shot her man, he was doing her wrong. Bring out the rubber tot bucket, bring out the rubber tot hack. I'm taking my man to the graveyard, but I ain't gonna bring him back. Lord, he was my man, and he done me wrong. Out a thousand policemen, bring them around today. To lock me down in the dungeon cell and throw that key away. I shot my man, he was doing me wrong. Frankie said to the warden, what are they going to do? The warden, he said to Frankie, it's electric chair for you, cause you shot your man, he was doing you wrong. This story has no morrow, this story has no end. This story just goes to show that there ain't no good in men. He was a man, and he done all wrong.
Monday, March 21st. No, it's Tuesday, March 21st, 2000. I think it's about 10:30 p.m. Hello. It's about 10:30 p.m. I'm walking on the street behind Stop and Shop, whose name I don't know, heading toward Canal Street, Malden, Massachusetts. I haven't communicated anything into this journal in several days, but I have a few walking minutes to be about it. So here I go. Car just passed with its headlights off at 10:30 at night. That's fucking Malden for you. I talked to Gwen tonight, Gwen Howey, who lives in Emerald, Pennsylvania, who I know by the handle Scarlet Me on the Lens In chat room. We had a nice talk. She's really cool. We talked about Becca a little bit. Becca likes when I call her Rebbe. That doesn't surprise me. It's like I've been waiting all my life to call a girl in my world Rebbe, as I call a girl in another world Rebbe. Strange. I think Gwen's on my side, as much as one can be, about such things. I called her, I'm glad I called her. She didn't even question it was me. She knew it was me without me even saying who I was, which was startling, but kind of neat. She has a nice, laughing, pretty voice. She's neat. I don't know. The weekend was pretty cool, though it was exhausting. Tonight I'm going home to get out the final parts of, a Santa call to Barbara. I'm sure she's wondering where the fuck I am. Since it was 8:30, I think, when I got off the phone with her. But it wasn't. It was like an hour later when I actually left Harvard Square. So, Barbara's probably wondering what the hell's wrong. Anyway. Becca's bubbly, crazy, and fun. And I want to meet her. I want to meet her so bad. It's ridiculous. Gwen gave me insights, just the way she talked about her. Strange. Take a foot off the gas pedal, just slightly. We'll pull back. Talking to Becca on the phone would absolutely floor me at this point, since talking to Gwen so amazed me. Talking to Becca would just be ridiculous and kind of scary. Scary's not the right word. Awesome. Awesome. Street. Canal Street is bright with damp streets, damp sidewalk. I know the weeds are going to be annoyed at me because I haven't finished writing their story, as they should be. I just checked to make sure the pause button wasn't on. I don't like pause buttons, frankly. I can live without them. It was good to talk to Gwen. I needed to talk to her. Hearing her voice made me feel better. Made it more real. But to say no, not much. Peculiar. I just finished Dune Messiah just now, standing on the subway platform. I read the last pages of it. It's cool. Manson has a family, and it's part of a larger family. It's all very interesting. And it's a family that extends out more and more? Maybe. I'm not really sure. But it's a family I've become part of, which is really cool. Talking to Gwen tonight just jolted me full of reality. Strange. People and the fish, there's something about them that's similar. Never quite understood it. I don't know. I feel like a pressure's off a little bit, at least for the moment. Gwen's a nice person, I can tell. I like talking to her. She's sweet. She's good. I won't get to bed till probably midnight. But I got through another day. Yay! Another $100. For soon the rent is due. The next check I'm going to be getting will be $1,000, I think. I managed 4 weeks in a row of perfect attendance with no holidays to interrupt things. I've only missed 3 days since I've been there. 2 sick days on a holiday, none of which I got paid for. I wonder if Inside ever pays sick days or anything like that. Probably not. But I really don't know. Now, left Canal Street, crossed Medford Street, into the Bell Rock Cemetery. Spirits, I talked to Gwen tonight, and that gets me closer to Becca. Rebby. And Dune, Paul Atreides' secret name, his Freeman name, is Uzel, or Usel. Rebecca's secret name with me is Rebby, and my name with her is Raymond, which is really funny, in a way. What can I learn? Oh, I don't know. I probably can't learn anything. But she likes me. I fill her head up with beautiful images, she told me. they can do that kind of thing. I want her so much. She's my Sihaya, my soulmate. Spirits, she's my soulmate, the one for whom I've waited. I know she is. She knows too. I say that on her behalf, but she hasn't been here. She hasn't been with me. But she knows I'm someone different from anybody she's ever known. Tonight, spirits, I was leaving at the same time she left, and Lucy and Samantha came in, and I stayed. But she didn't need me. My friend Josh was completely sweet and wonderful. And because he doesn't have the history with her that I do, he was able to just be cheerful to her sadness and make her laugh, and that's what she wanted, and that was fine. My hand is often too heavy. But I'm trying to learn from Rebecca how to be lighter. I think I am learning. She's teaching me from havoc gotten in a way. I have to finish this now. I love you, Rebecca. Remy. Far away, Remy. Goodness, do I love you. Good night.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36
went to the depot and looked up on the board. Hello, Memphis. It said there's good times here, but it's better down the road. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady, I'll eat my breakfast here, get my dinner in New Orleans, drive on down to Birmingham, get my breakfast here, get my dinner in New Orleans. I'm gonna get me a mama, Lord, I ain't never seen. Oh, lady, 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 oh, lady. Where was you, mama, when the train left the shed? Hey, buddy. Where was you, mama, when the train left the shed? Standing in my front door, wishing to God I was dead. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. If your house catch a fire, there ain't no water around. Sing them blues, boy. If your house catch a fire, there ain't no water around. Just put my trunk out the window, let the house burn on down. Ooh, lady, 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 oh, lady. If that's your mama, you better tie her to your side. If that's your mama, you better tie her to your side. Hush your noise. Cause if she flags my train, I'm sure gonna let her ride. Ooh, lady, 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 oh, lady.
March 22nd, 2000. It's near 8 p.m., I think. I'm not really sure. I'm come from the Mullen Center T station, but I'm well past it. I'm in the parking lot of the Boston Gas Company, edging near their one of their entrances, trying to get a glimmer at a clock. There. 7:47 p.m. Today was comforting in the sense that work was relatively late. The massive amount of filing I did yesterday was rewarded by a minimal amount today, and I don't even mind filing all that much. It's kind of fun. I roll around on my chair on wheels, play the radio. I'm kind of hidden in a certain way. I've been reading Children of Dune, third book in the series. It's a series that gets stranger and stranger. I like it, though. I wonder, however, that the books beyond this one, for from what I understand, Dune was originally a trilogy, and then Frank Herbert added a couple of more that some people feel aren't as good. Given the 11 years between the publication of the first book and the publication of the third one. Well, I don't know. But I've been enjoying it. And I've got my Heinlein book as a backup on the way. And I'm going to be making money reading the original version of Thomas Wolfe's A Homeward Angel, titled O Lost. If I can be doing that, working at Harvard Business School Publishing at the same time, I'll make an awful lot of money. Taking great comfort from the book, from filing Land's End, veers wildly from one place to another emotionally, depending on who shows up, what's said, what combination of people. Rebecca wasn't around in the morning. I didn't say much to her. And she wasn't around again until late afternoon. And she was sweet to me. She likes to call me red-haired boy. It was cool. Then she got upset. She feels cooped up in her house and indoors all winter. Her teaching is frustrating. There's this freak there who is messing with her. And I tried to get through to her, but I didn't do a very good job. Days go on. The days go on, and it's all somewhat illusory. This Saturday's big, 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 big. This Saturday is First Jellicle Guild meeting of the new year, new decade, new century, new millennium, da da da. A lot of people are coming. I must, by all means, come prepared. I simply have to come prepared. Am I going to trip? I don't know. I think my vial holds about, it's holding about 20 hits. David Marcotti, whose Land's End name is Tillert, he tells me he has a jar of mushrooms. I haven't decided whether to ask him to bring some. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be a wider range of people. Pretty fucking wide. I wonder what to read. I don't know. I wish Barbara were coming. I wish Joe were coming. Think in terms of people not coming. Those are the two I miss the most. Tonight I'm heading home early because I'm tired, because I have to talk to Mindspring about fixing my fucking email account, and because I have to make the tape for the new Cynical. Must. The field of weeds in the Canal Street has been shaved. But the weeds go on. Weeds can't be harmed by a little shaving. No fucking way. No fucking way. Ralph's coming, Barton's coming, Rick's coming. I don't know if Mia's coming. I doubt it. I genuinely doubt that. But I pretty much doubted her for a long time. I'm just more willing to be open about it. I know she looked at the online invitation because there's a record of it. But I don't think she's coming. Which is unfortunate in the sense that she's got a car, but not much else. So somehow I've got to get down there early enough to help Mark put his house together. What would work the best would be for me to get the Cynical manuscript from Barbara on Friday, to stick it in the coffee machine at work and make 20 copies. Bada bing, bada boom. That would be cool. I'm hoping that'll work. I'm really hoping. Barbara's happy about the cover. I don't know. I mean, I've given her all the text and the pictures, but she's doing the entirety of the design and production work herself, except for the actual reproduction. It's strange how far the thing has come, how much I depend on her. I could certainly do this myself to a certain degree, but frankly, I don't want to. Leaving Canal Street, about to cross Medford. long fucking rows of cars. Tonight I want to make the tape. Tonight I might want to do the Season of Lights too. Gosh, it's fucking March and I haven't finished it. And yet I refuse to not. I refuse to think that it won't be finished. Sorry. Just want to make sure this is working, it appears to be. Bell Ark Cemetery. Oh, spirits. It's too fucking early for me to be home. I've done too little writing. I'm too tired. I'm too dazed. It's all not enough. It's all too much. I can show up with copies. The cynical. That would be cool. I've got to get more cassette tapes, but I got enough to get a start on tonight. I'm not going to get much further tomorrow. Tonight, I'll get further tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Hoping. Hoping that one way or another it works. Thinking it probably will work, but the time is so tight. If anything goes wrong, the whole thing's fucked. I've got to ask Barbara to send this thing to two different locations on paper, on disk, as well as send it to me by the internet. Hoping that it works. Asking for all these different versions, and then if I get them on Friday, Rebecca, I don't know. Work. Do the fucking work. Do the work. That's what I stopped doing with Kelly. I fucked up the work. I lost everything, and I had to rebuild it from the ground up. Rebecca's given me no kiss. No literal physical kiss. She's not given herself to me in an open and clear way. I perhaps stand obscurely as her leading suitor, but with the it being uncertain that she even desires suitors, though, how can a woman 26 years old or thereabouts not sooner or later desire suitors? I just can't imagine it. I don't know. Rebecca spirits. Rebecca. Cynical. Dune. Bag's End. I came walking through here this morning thinking I was gonna introduce Algernon into Land's End, and tonight I can't imagine doing that. I guess that's it for now. I'll end it here. Hope. Beautiful trees against the sky. Buds, I'm sure. Hope. Gray blue sky, cloudy, some stars. Hope. Streetlights, traffic, houses, buildings, trees, spirits, grass, animals. Hope, false lilies. Hope. Hope. March 23rd, 2000, near 7:30 p.m. Leaving Malden Center T stop, walking down Commercial Street. It's not a warm night, but it's not. March 23rd, 2000, near 7:30 p.m. Leaving Walden Center T station, walking down Commercial Street. It's not warm, but it's not unpleasantly cool. My stomach is bothering me. I'm really, really fucking tired. It's a mental and physical exhaustion. Lack of sleep. Frustration. I can't do this Rebecca thing anymore. I just can't do it. I don't think I'm going to stop loving her anytime soon, but I can't keep writing. I can't keep at it. There's nothing in it. The whole thing taps my hopes, but also taps my fears, and I'm just not that fucking important. And I had an insight today. It was an interesting insight. It was not one I actually had myself. I was given one from this guy, Teller, at Land's End. His name is Dave Marcotti. He lives down in North Haven, Connecticut. He said, we were having a really deep conversation, and I was admitting to him that I'm tired at times, and empty at times, and lonely at times, and not any of that stuff at other times. And he said that talking that deeply and emotionally by computer freaked him out because we weren't in person. We couldn't smoke a pipe after or whatever. Couldn't look at each other. And I agree completely. And he said something else too. And this is what he said. He said that you can't really love a person that you haven't met yet. You can't know that person. In some ways, and I agree with that. I think I've been saying that all along, but what did he say? It was something like you can't really be important to that person, or something along those lines. Rebecca hasn't met me, and though there's love in her for everyone, the kind of love I'd want from her for me, she's not going to give me now. It wouldn't even occur to her to do so. I don't know, it sounded better then, but it's still valid. Even as much as I'm not articulating it very well. In other words, I can only go so far. Or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is exactly. I don't know. So I have to let it go. I don't know how I do that. I don't know what that means, and I don't know if I can do it, even though I can say the words aloud and keep thinking over and over again I have to do it. This morning I didn't even think I'd be in Land's End, and when I saw Gwen, she was real doubtful too, and then these idiots showed up again, and but I got really pissed when other people did. We fucking shouted this person down. It's the same person. It's the same fucking idiot who's been there all along. Tiredness combined with impatience. Too many fucking years. Too many fucking years of sleeping alone. Too many fucking years of being alone. Thousands of accumulated hours. I went to no good. Today I called Jenna at Insight. To let her know the time is drawing near for me to leave that place. And it is. I just can't stay there. I'm too fucking tired. I'm gonna do everything in my power to get to bed by 10 o'clock tonight, but in a way it doesn't fucking matter. Because I'm just too fucking tired. Really fucking tired. My stomach is hurting me. Perhaps one of the truer things I can say is that I'm not in a truth mode right now. I'm in a defensive, scared, sad, lonely mode. And so how the fuck can I make any decisions about anything? The only thing I can do is try to get myself home into the bathroom. And if I can get my email system fixed, that would be a good thing. I'm gonna do something for me, because I'll tell you this much. I'm paying $20 a month. I'm gonna get something out of this. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want right now. Except to fucking take a good fucking thorough dump.
My good gal's trying to make a fool out of me. Lord, my gal trying to make a fool out of me. trying to make me believe I ain't got that old TB. I've got the TB blue. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. Cause my body rattles like a train on that old SP. I've got the TB blue. I've got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got me worried so, I can't even sleep at night. I've got the TB blue. I've been fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. I'm fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. Cause ain't nobody ever whipped the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. But the graveyard is a lonesome place. Lord, that old graveyard is a lonesome place. They put you on your back, throw that mud down in your face. I've got the TB blues.